Do you also want to reduce your exposure to chemicals? Well, I have invited a health influencer, Cecilia Lasfold. We will talk about the chemical cocktail that we're exposed to every day. For example, from cleaning detergents, plastics, and kitchen equipment. We will get to know about better alternatives that are easy to use, cheap, and effective to reduce chemicals in our homes. Get ready for green hacks that are good for our planet and for our health. Hi, Cecilia.
Hi.
First off, I'd like to ask you, is it true that every single person has the potential to make a positive change for our future?
I'd like to say yes, I truly believe that. And I think that it's not about like one or two or three persons doing it perfectly. I think it's about everybody coming together and doing stuff imperfectly, but still trying to make attempts to make it a better world. Simple put.
So the more that actually engage, the better, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And I really don't believe that perfection is the goal, because that's unachievable, I think. For me, it's about like if everybody does small actions, then I think we can make a huge impact. But if one person or like a handful of persons do it perfectly, it's not going to do that very much. Like, it's not going to be a huge change in the world unless everybody comes together and do small things.
Yeah. True. So how can we engage more people in doing something?
I think just by setting an example, because I think most people believe that it's hard or like it's difficult and perhaps even expensive, and it requires a lot of work. And I think when you start making these changes, I mean, you don't change from 0 to 100 overnight. You do small changes every day and you start thinking about different kinds of like some people think about their food and how to make it more nutritious and reduce chemicals in our food. Some people think about skincare. Some people think about all the stuff we have in our homes, the plastics, the environment. We have different areas that touches our hearts a little bit more than other stuff. And I think that's a great place to start. Like, start where you feel passionate, and when you start doing these small changes, it has this snowball effect. So you do something small, and then you realize, hey, this wasn't that hard, or this wasn't expensive, or this was even more cheap than my previous options that I used, And eventually you realize that, oh my God, I made huge changes, but they've been small and over time, so you haven't perhaps always noticed them. And also I feel that it's important that you start where you feel passionate and start with things that triggers your interest and that you think is fun or that you think are really, really important, so you're passionate in that way, and you start there and you do these small changes, and when you do, talk about it, you know, tell your friends, tell your mom, your brothers, your sisters, your partner, what you're thinking and what you're trying out and what kind of changes that you are making. Because when you hear other people doing it, especially people you know, you start realizing maybe it isn't that difficult. I mean, she does it. And if she can do it, I can do it. So I think it's by, you know, setting an example and just start with something that's easy and let it go from there.
Is it true that also when we choose what is sustainable, then that is also most of the time good for our health?
Mostly, yeah. Because, I mean, When you do things that are good for you, good for your health, it's good for Mother Earth. Almost always. I can't think of an example that where it wouldn't be that way. And I mean, many of our products, like when we clean our bodies, for example, I mean, the soaps, the detergents, they go out the drain into our seas, into our environment. So if you choose products that are good for your health, they are almost always also much better for the environment. Yeah. Mm.
So what green hacks would you like to share for a more sustainable and green home?
Well, when it comes to the home, then I think it's the easiest way. That's, you know, switching your cleaning products to green ones. And I mean, we've been taught by media and, you know, commercials that you need one thing, one bottle for this and another bottle for that, and really strong chemicals in order to have a clean home. And I think somewhere along the road we realized that if you have like a sterile home, that's not healthy. Mm. Because we need the bacteria, we need something in our homes that keeps us healthy as well. I mean, bacteria is so important. Of course, there's toxic bacteria as well. So, but you need to find a balance. And often when you use these often expensive and very strong chemicals, you don't get a really healthy environment in your home. So switching to cheaper and more simple detergents and chemicals, you often get a healthier home and a better impact on your own health.
So how could these chemicals harm you? Like, is it toxin to breathe in the fumes or?
Yes, it is. That's one of the things. But also, I mean, for example, if you clean the floors and you use some really strong chemicals and maybe a lot of perfumes, you have any, because you want it to smell clean.
Of course.
Like clean, yeah, like clean would have a smell. I mean, no. Often it's the opposite. If it doesn't smell, it's probably clean.
Mm, yeah, true.
But for example, when you wash your floors, and then if you have toddlers and they walk around with their hands on the floor and then they put their hands in their mouths, I mean, they get it directly into their system. It's not just like breathing the fumes. So I think it's like, and the same thing like in the kitchen, if you use strong chemicals on the surfaces and then you put your food, maybe you make a sandwich and then you eat the sandwich from the surface where you put the strong chemicals. I mean, you get it from everywhere. And many of these are harmful for our hormones. They may cause allergic reactions and so on. So we know today they aren't that good for us.
So is it enough to choose like products with eco labels on it?
Well, for many people, that's the first step because you don't really know how to make your own products or like where you start. And that's actually something that I try to reach out to people to show that it's really, really simple. You don't need many products. You need only a few and they are very effective. And I try to, on my blog, Morotsliv, and on my Instagram, I try to show people that it's easy and it's cheap and it's effective and it doesn't harm your health. So you can get a long way just using vinegar, baking soda or other carbonates and some soap. It will take you a very long way.
Okay, so how often should we then clean our homes?
Well, it depends. I mean,
how dirty are
like,
you?
For example, yeah. I actually just made a what should you call it, like a blog post about this, how often you should clean different stuff. And I think the more things you do on a daily basis, the easier it is to have a clean home. So like doing the dishes and cleaning the surfaces in the kitchen and also in the bathroom to keep it clean there. I mean, if you keep it clean every day, it's not that big of a job, you know. It doesn't take much time. It goes really quickly and it's easy. If you let it go and it's like it's been a month and you want to clean your toilet, it's going to be hell. you really don't want to do it then. So it's better doing it on a daily basis. Making the bed, for example. But when you make the bed, it's usually better if you don't make it right away, you know, in the morning when you get up, because you have these bugs living in the sheets and they love it when it's warm and cozy. So it's always good to have like take it all out and give it fresh air, or just wait a minute, wait while you are eating breakfast or something like that, and then you go and make the bed if you want to make the bed.
Okay, that's good advice.
Yeah.
So that's one way to decrease our exposure to chemicals in our everyday lives, by just choosing better products, like cleaning products. I'm thinking also about like the kitchen equipment. If we look at frying pans, for example, and the Teflon. I know I just saw this documentary about Teflon and how bad it is. And I've heard that it's bad before, but I've been thinking, like, how bad can it be? It couldn't be that bad, right? And after watching that documentary, are there things like that that people are not really aware of that they use in their everyday lives, but that we were not aware of the exposure of chemicals?
Absolutely. I think you're so right. And, you know, like with these non-stick pans that you're talking about, I mean, they are really, really, they can be very harmful and are like endocrine disruptors, you know. They tend to mess up our hormones, and they can actually do quite some damage, especially if you've been like with something metal in there and scratches and stuff like that, then it's even more harmful. So yeah, to avoid that. And also when it comes to the kitchen, I find plastics to be one of those, like, it's easy to get rid of the plastics, but it's also very easy to have a kitchen full of plastics, because you have them all over the place. When you start looking at it, you feel like, I don't have any plastics, and then you go through your cabinets and it's like, whoa. Yeah. Where did this come from? Yeah, so, and especially like when you heat the food, or if you have like something oily or fatty and you have it in plastic containers, that's almost always bad news.
So what is so bad about plastics?
Well, they give away these harmful chemicals. It's like phthalates you find in them. You can find, because when you make plastics, you need to put a lot of chemicals. You use chemicals in the process, and you use chemicals in the plastics to give it different kinds of like, you want it to be. You want it to sustain heat, for example, or you need plastic to sustain sunlight if it's going to be outside, or you need it to not get on fire, like if you have a computer or a TV or some other electronic with plastics and it gets heated, then you don't want it to go into flames, because that would be bad. The thing is, these chemicals that have these different kinds of effects in the plastic, I mean, it's good, of course. I mean, otherwise you wouldn't put it there. The problem is, it has other effects as well, and that can be harmful for our health. And this is hard to to also like determine like what chemicals do what kind of harm, especially when you have this huge chemical cocktail around you every day. It's not just in the plastics. You have a cocktail there, sure, but then you have a cocktail in all your cleaning detergents, you have a cocktail in your skincare products, in your hygiene products, you have a cocktail in your foods, like additives and stuff like that. And just by going outside, especially if you live in the city, I mean, the air you breathe, you get such a cocktail. And the problem is, if you want to know like what harm one chemical does for you, that's one thing. But what happens when you connect it or combine it with this chemical and this chemical? And maybe you are exposed to perhaps 500 chemicals in a day.
Wow.
How do you know which chemical does this harm? And how do you know how they interact together? Will it be more harmful? Will it be less harmful? I mean, it's impossible for us to know. At least today, we don't have the means to, or like
there's a lack of research within that area, I understand.
Exactly.
And especially exactly. The combination of different chemicals and how they impact each other and our health effects based on this cocktail, as you mentioned. That's
yeah
so basically it's smart and sustainable to reduce the toxin that you are exposed to by any means that you can, because you will be exposed by making some easy choices. Actually, with the products you choose in your home or for your skincare, you can choose how big this cocktail will be.
And I think like just by reducing the plastic use, you've done a lot. I mean, that's if you just want to do one thing or you need one place to start, reduce the plastics. Like choose wood, choose bamboo, choose silicone is even good for you. Like it's especially if you choose something that doesn't have color in it, like it's clear, then you have less chemicals as well.
Where should I start to replace things? What do you think are the most important items to switch to other materials?
I think the most important place to start is your food, what your food touches. So like kitchen utensils, like frying pans, switch those to cast iron, to stainless steel, ceramics, glass, that doesn't give off all these bad chemicals. And try to choose like glass and these natural materials instead of plastics. And especially black plastic, that's like the worst, because the color that they use to get these black plastic is like a shitstorm in its own.
Yeah,
so avoid that. And also, I feel like everything that contains perfumes, because perfumes, I mean, if you have a bottle of whatever, it might contain like a few hundreds or even less chemicals, but then you have perfume as one ingredient, and a perfume can be up to 500 chemicals from the petroleum industry.
Wow.
And I mean, that's a lot. that's a huge amount of chemicals. So like even if you have a product that doesn't have that many chemicals and then you add perfume, then you have a shitstorm.
Mm.
Like it's a bad idea.
Yeah. Then you have a big cocktail.
Yes, yeah. You do. So choose essential oils instead if you want something to smell. Like I said, like if you want your house to be clean, it shouldn't have a smell.
Mm.
It should be odorless. But I mean, some people do want some kind of good smell, and use essential oils then, because those are better, and most of us don't respond badly to those kinds of odors and smells.
What is essential oils though? What are they made of?
They come from plants, and often it's the flower that they distill, and they get these essential oils from the flower. So it's like extremely concentrated, so you often need just, I mean, one drop goes a long way. And they also can have their own antibacterial effects. And,
wow.
Yeah, so they're really, really nice to use.
Next up are three green hacks that we have learned in this episode on chemical detox. Green hack number one, skip expensive cleaning detergents with perfume. Switch to natural and cheap cleaning products such as vinegar, baking soda, and soap. Green hack number two, reduce the use of plastics in your kitchen, especially items that touches your food such as kitchen utensils and containers. Also avoid non-stick frying pans and use other materials in your kitchen such as cast iron, stainless steel, ceramics or glass. Green hack number three, avoid everything containing perfume, since perfume itself contains massive chemical cocktail. If you want something to smell, choose plant-based essential oils instead. For more natural cleaning hacks, check out the Instagram accounts Morotsliv and Green Hack Scandinavia. You can find the links to the blogs in the episode description. In the next episode, we will continue the conversation with Cecilia on chemical detox in our bathroom. Don't forget to subscribe and share Green Hacks with family and friends so that we can make a bigger impact together.